really day five because we had a bonus day. It's training day five, but it's day six. I should say lesson five, day six. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to tell you, yesterday, if you missed yesterday and you didn't get a chance to watch, you need to go watch the bonus day. I feel blessed. I was in a zone, but I feel more blessed on the comments, the feedback, the energy, and watching the group. Listen, I think we are the envy of everyone who's ever started a challenge. You know, everybody in the world's doing a challenge right now, and it's cool because it inspires people. But no one's lit it up like we have. Seriously, start over challenge. I'd say give it up for yourselves right now. Seriously, if we were in an audience together, I'd freaking have you guys stand up and cheer because this is pure fire. Like, and I've watched the evolution. I've watched so many of you in the chat doing your homework. I mean, listen, I know so many of you caught up yesterday. Our team is documenting because of your hashtags. Who's doing the work? Some of you are like, hey, I missed the second training. I'm doing it. And for that, we're giving away some amazing prizes today at the end. We're giving away scholarships, VIP tickets, all kinds of cool stuff. Tomorrow's prizes off the freaking charts. And that's just our ethical bribe to get you to show up. We can't help you. Tony, myself, Brendan, the Boss Babes, great guest today. Got Rachel Miller here today, gonna rock the house today on something really important. I'll get to that in a second. We got Brendan Richard tomorrow. Got another special guest for Wednesday. We're not doing this for our health. We're doing this to inspire, to motivate, to give you capabilities and to allow you to see a path to start fresh, to reinvent yourself, to start over, to remind all of us that we're all on third base. But how do we take that knowledge and put it in an area that can impact lives? And for that, I'm just so honored to have each and every one of you playing full out, to remember not to dabble, to know that no one's coming to save us, that it's all on us, that we must gain the capabilities. We must gain next level knowledge, create next level thinking, take next level action, and then work our tails off to get next level results in our life. Listen, when your back's against the wall in crazy times like this, this is when innovation happens. This is when we find the drive. Don't let the fear and the worry cripple you. Let it be your rocket fuel. That's really the difference between coming out ahead when this is over or feeling left behind when this is over, right? This is the difference between being a part of an exponentially growing industry or looking back at our old life and hoping it returns. Like, I know it seems so, but it's a really fine line between saying, I've watched Dean, feels good, but when is my old career that I hate going back to the way it was compared to I'll keep that old career until I find my way to take the action, to get into this new world, to tap into my full potential, to make an impact, to change the world. Like, it's such a fine line. So I'm going to ask you not to be an observer, not to be a spectator. Be an active participant in your own success. Take the uncomfortable action. Take the action when you're not even sure what the end result is. That's courage. At the greatest level, that's courage. Okay, so what have we done so far in these last 5 days? Here on day six, really training five, we had Tony light us up on day one, give us a mindset that is just unshakable. Then we went, I point to the board, we went a little deeper on understanding what you have in here that's so valuable. And I think we even shared yesterday, if you didn't watch yesterday, if somebody said, I don't think I'm an expert, I gave you that example of a wedding photographer, but it could be in any industry. And I watched all of you change. I watched the comments come in. So whether it's your knowledge or someone else's, talked about that on day two. Day three, we went deeper with the Boss Babes, Natalie and Danielle, talking about how to identify that ideal client in that niche, right? Then the next training, we did persuasion. I think that was, we had 25,000 comments. We've been averaging about 15,000 comments the day on persuasion, 25,000 comments in less than 90 minutes. It was off the charts, amazing. So then we learned how to love to make the offer, love to persuade, love to get people to say yes, because that's the only way we get to change their lives. Yesterday, we just anchored it in, did some great FAQs. We had some great guests. Renee and Carrie came in and rocked the house. Now we're here today. And what's today about? Today, if you have the mindset and you're understanding how to unlock what's in here, understand who wants it, understand how to offer it to them, Now we're going to talk about how do you get people to come to you, to come to your offer, to come follow you on Instagram, to come to your sales page or your order page, to raise their hand and say, I want what you got, right? How do you do that? And that's why I wanted to bring on Rachel Miller today, because she's really rocked the house. She's, listen, we have, I'm just gonna be completely transparent. When we built KBB, we had over 100 people ask if they could contribute and be a part of the course, to give their knowledge, give their expertise, to just share from their heart, because they got a, they became a part of the movement and they wanted to give back. We couldn't do 100 different people, and there was lots of different great people, people we love, but we had to say no. Rachel just had a really unique core competency to help people get their first 100 raving fans. Now, you already might have a following, but how do you get 100 more if you already have a following, or get your first 100 to start the momentum of raving fans that know, like, and trust you, want what you have to offer, follow you, they're aligned with you, they're your ideal client, they're your avatar, and start the momentum. She's got a great process, and today I want to go over some of that with her in a moment. But first, I want to go to the whiteboard. Mike, you want to follow me over? Now, if you guys remember, day one, I talked about narrowing down what you do. I talked about my wife. She wasn't just in the beauty industry. There's 7 billion people in the world. This is like everybody in the world. She wasn't just in the beauty industry that was massive. She wasn't just going to do it in the hair industry, not just the high-end hair industry, and not even just extensions, but a specific kind of hair extensions is what she's going to teach. I talked about me being in the personal development or the success world or the mindset world. It wasn't just, I'm not competing with Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, or Deepak Chopra, or any of them. I started narrowing it down. I'm not aligning chakras. I'm not the guy that's going to teach you how to meditate or find a peaceful state. I'm talking about having a state that just plows through, to have gain confidence when you need it, to create success habits. And I started narrowing down. I find that little tiny niche. So hopefully you watched day one. If not, when you're done today, go watch it. But we took, like, I don't know what to share. Oh, maybe I know what to share. Oh, wait, I'm pretty good at that. Oh, damn, I'm amazing at that. That's what that little tiny dot is. So we learned about the dot. Then we learned about who wants the dot, the people that are out there. That was with the girls and identifying your ideal client. Then we learned how to sell what that dot is to you, to those people. Now, how do you get the flow of traffic to that little dot? And this is something we're going to teach tomorrow, is what does your order page look like? Your online presence. How do you make that happen like that? How do you set that up in a day to be your operating system, to be your implementation, to make this real? Because if you don't operate this, if you don't implement this, if you don't have a website, it's not real. It's an idea, right? But the world has changed. It's not about going out and spending $15,000 on a website anymore. We can have you up just like that, right? Well, that's tomorrow, operations and implementation. Tomorrow with Brendon Burchard, another one of the most important days of your life. So put it in your phone right now. You see me all right here, Mike? Okay, so what are we talking about today? So social media has used us for way too long. It is time we use it, right? So if you look at, you narrow down your niche, you learned better persuasion, you know who you're going to persuade. Now, how do we get client flow to our offer, right? If this is our offer, right? This is our offer here. Or if this is your Facebook page, or if this is your Instagram page, or this is your podcast, or your YouTube page, right? How do we get people from Facebook or Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn, and let's say email, or you can even do affiliates and friends and family. Let's just scribble it in there. How do we get that flow going to get our 100 raving fans, if it's our first 100, if you're just starting out, or if you already have this presence or this offer? How do you get more people coming this way? And that's client flow. This is when the world changes, and here's the cool part. This is not, I want you to think about this in steps. It's not about saying, oh, I got to get my podcast going. I got to get Instagram, Facebook. Is it paid ads or regular ads? Or do I just get a following? Do I get free content? Tell me that doesn't overwhelm you. When I first took my business that was mostly infomercial and direct mail based, when I took that and went into online, OK, Can I tell you where we obsessed? Right here. We spent most all of our time as a company mastering Facebook, getting a following. We broke 1 million followers in no time because we were obsessed on it. It was our complete focus. We started running Facebook ads, complete focus. We learned the nuances, the science, I knew the art. I just took the art from all my other marketing for the last 30 years, put it into this science. The science was easy to figure out. That's, again, in KBB, we share the science and the art. But we mastered Facebook, and when that started going to our offer and it started to grow, it grew the offer, it grew sales, and it grew our following. Then once we mastered here, we started going to Instagram, and then we went to YouTube, then we went to LinkedIn. We already had our emails going. So it's not about doing all of it at once. But today I want to talk about an awesome strategy, especially those of you thinking, how do I get my next or first 100 raving fans? You ready to go back? I just wanted you, does this visually make sense to everybody, right? We narrowed down what we do. We know how to get people to raise their hands. We know who should raise their hands. Now it's how do you get the flow of clients to what it is you are going to offer the world. Okay. So with that, do we have Rachel on? Jeremy, you want to what's up, Rachel Miller?
Thank you so much for having me today, Dean. I appreciate it.
So good to have you here. You've made such a great impact on our KBB family. Inside, just so you guys know, inside the KBB course, Rachel has a mini course in there on some of the stuff you're going to share today. She can't share it all today, but you guys are going to learn so much, and I think the mystery of it will go away. So let's do this. I'm going to do something right now because I want Rachel to have a really warm welcome here because she took time today to be with you. I'm not paying her to be here. She's doing this to serve, give it to from her heart. I've watched Rachel since we got to meet. She loves helping people go to the next level, and that's why we connected. That's why we put her mini course inside KBB. It's why I asked her to be a guest, and I'm really honored. So let's give a warm welcome to Rachel Miller and my team. Pick out 5 people. We'll give away my book right now. Signed copy of my book, hardcover. We'll mail it to you. So we really light it up. I wish we could all be here screaming for you, Rachel.
But I'll take the.
Yeah, look how fast that's going. There we go. All right, Rachel, you've been watching the challenge. You saw what I shared today. Some people are already in the game. They're like, how do I get more raving fans? Most people are new. There's a lot of people here, Rachel, that 5 days ago had no idea the knowledge industry even existed. And now they're like, holy crap, I could change lives and have a business. What's that?
I know.
I'd love for you to share what you do best on how people can see themselves getting people to follow them.
I know, I love that. And I love it because I'm seeing a discussion inside the big KBB group about how some people might feel icky about selling and about reaching out to people and about starting relationships. And that is really where the 100 perfect people kind of shines, because there's this big ocean of like 7 billion people, right? That are all in the world, but not all of them love your product. There's only a small number that loves something. So like Dean's wife does hair extensions. I'm not somebody who purchases hair extensions. So if I saw her ads or her posts in my feed, I would think they're spam. They would be spam to me. But there are people who obsess about what type of hair extensions, and they love putting in hair extensions. My daughter changes her hair color every 2 weeks. My daughter is not yet because she's a teenager still, but I know as soon as she discovers hair extensions, she will be her perfect person. So that perfect person doesn't see it as spam when you come into their groups and you talk about that topic.
Yeah, you know what? What a great, great, I'm not going to interrupt you much at all. I want you to get in flow, but I want you to see in this chat, just to show proof and let Rachel see it. Did you feel like it was spam that Tony and I reached out to you to be as part of this challenge? Yeah. Did you... Even better, are you glad you're here? Let me get a yes. Heck no it's not spam. But if you're happy you're here, that we put this ad or promotion in front of you, say yes. Look at all the yeses coming in as fast as you can. But right now, if we were talking about, right, if this is my wife and she was talking to teach you today how to put hair extensions in, you'd be like, what the hell's that? I'm not into, right? It's all relevant.
Not for me, but it's when you have your perfect person, they go gaga crazy over it. So you need to get in your mind, I'm not selling to these people. I'm really just identifying my new best friends because I love this topic and there are other people who are as crazy about this topic as I am, and we're just gonna find each other and like make something magical happen. So when you're in this mindset, you go from a selling mindset into a serving mindset. And I'm a doodler, so I doodled ahead of time. That way it would take up all of my time here. But what is the purpose of those 100 people? When you have the 100 perfect people, not only do they like the topic, they also can't shut up about the topic. So we've seen this with Sarah. Sarah Kopp went into 4 to 5 different groups. She used the strategy that I teach you inside of that section in module 4. I teach you how to go into different groups and what groups to pick. She picked just 4 to 5 groups. She got engaged in those groups. She talked to her people. She talked about the things that they all love together, those things that make them excited. And she grew her own group, not by 100 perfect people, 200 people, and then had a week or two later, $1,700 in her bank because she sold her product. And guys, she even said she did it not as an expert. You guys can go into the KBB fam, look up Sarah Kopp. She just did this. Like last week, she announced it for y'all. So it's totally possible for her. And it's possible because she didn't get just any person on her following her. She got those 100 people who now invite all their friends and who know somebody else who's as crazy about Etsy selling as she is. And then they know somebody else who's interested in Etsy selling. And before you know it, she has a movement. She's not one person making a difference to a single person. She now has a movement of impact that she's created just from the knowledge that she has in her head and the passion that she has in your heart. And that's something that Dean and Tony are so good at helping you see in yourselves and in the people you're going to get to serve.
So amazing. And I know people are like, okay, I get it now. Like, all right, I feel your passion, Rachel, but let's give some like actual takeaways on. So I know it's way deeper in the KBB course, but what are some steps someone could take or at least visualize themselves doing to start getting those 100 raving fans?
I call it a quirk fum, which I don't know. There's got to be a better analogy of words, alliteration, but you know, come on, guys, run with it here. And we're going to go. The first thing that you want to do is create sifting questions. So you create a question that sifts the right people to you. So in this circumstance, if she's an Etsy seller, she wants to find out who else is a crafter who wants to sell their product. She doesn't want everyone who's selling something. She only wants crafters. And because she's selling on Etsy, she wants beginning stage crafters who aren't currently on Etsy, who don't currently, haven't ever sold their products that they're making in their house, right? Their handmade items. So she has a sifting question. Who else has 100 half done products? Who else has always looked at Etsy and has like 1,500 saved things that they've started making because they saw the product and they went and made it? So she's asking a sifting question to just identify who those people are.
And you know what? What's so great, Rachel, is I might interrupt you a few times because I'm excited about this. I love, but everybody, remember we talked about not to be afraid to really niche down. Do you see what was her name again? I'm sorry, Rachel?
Sarah.
Oh no, Sarah, right? So so think about Sarah. She did everything right by not just saying, hey, is Etsy a part of your life? I can help you. Listen, write this down because this is really important. One of the best definitions of marketing is to attract who you want, your ideal client, and repel everyone else. If you don't repel everyone else, then you seem like an annoying pest. If you only bring in the people you want, you are their hero. Right? So if she would have said, let me help you sell on Etsy, way too big, right? Because is it a product? There's, look at how many things are sold on Etsy. What are you selling on Etsy? Are you selling barbecues? Are you selling handmade crafts or necklaces that you bought in China? 3 completely different worlds, right? So the more qualifying questions that she asks, the more she's doing what? In our language that we've been talking about, she's narrowing down her niche. And so many people think, no, it's not big enough. Oh my God. The world is so big and so connected. If I don't know the number, but I would bet to say if you narrowed Sarah's niche down of people who want to sell on Etsy, just handcrafted stuff or things that want to go to the next level, If you narrow it all the way down to the tiniest little dot, I bet you it's still millions of people. Like, that's where the world is, and you can't be afraid to it. And this is what allowed her to be successful. Okay, back to you, Rachel.
Yeah, so she asked a sifting question so she could find those people. Once she finds them, she's going to put them into a segmented list. And guys, you don't need a Facebook page at this point. You don't need an email list. You don't need ads. All you need is your profile and friend lists. So this allows you to kind of do your basic first level, I've never retargeted anyone in my whole life. I'm going to follow up with these people. Think of it like your Rolodex. Back, if you're someone who's not really online, back in the day, I didn't have a Rolodex, but I'm giving away my age here. Anyways, the Rolodex, you put all the names of people you're going to keep in contact with and in something so you could keep track of them, right? Later, and you'll reach out to them. You know where their phone numbers are. It's the same thing, only instead of knowing where their phone numbers are, you get to know where their Facebook profiles are using friend lists. So you ask a sifting question, they self-identify as a certain thing, you put them into a segmented friend list.
Okay, so someone just asked, I'm gonna just look here, it's like, where do you put your sifting questions? I know the
you
answer.
You can put them into your own personal profile because you already have friends who are perfect for you. Like, there are already people in your network that are already interested in a topic that you don't even know about it because you've never had that conversation with them. So maybe there aren't, but most likely you probably have one or two friends that are in your current network. So one on your profile to find those current friends who already know, love, trust you to be your catalyst group. And that's what I love about that 100 people. I don't want you to stay at 100. I've grown pages into the multiple millions, and I've started though with those catalyst people, right? You need those 100 passionate friends who trust you, love you. Okay, so you do it on your personal profile, but I also use other people's groups, and I'm not doing this in a poaching way. So I'm not gonna go to, like, I teach Facebook marketing. So I'm not gonna go to another Facebook marketing group and start poaching there. But I might go to, say, QuickBooks group, because I know those are all small businesses who are running their finances on their own. And in the QuickBooks group, I'll make relationships with my perfect people and eventually mention my community and where I can help them and love them and serve them. They're where my perfect people are, but it's not where I'm poaching from my competition, because I am not, that's not cool. That's inappropriate. We are not endorsing that, but we are endorsing real relationships with the people that you are meant to serve that are waiting for you. They just don't know that they need you yet. And
okay, so let me, this is great. So now you have qualifying questions. Yes. You call them something different.
Qualifying questions. Yeah. Oh, we can call
so
them.
You have sifting questions. I like yours is better. So sifting questions, you can alter your Facebook account, right? Mm-hmm. So those sifting questions are there. Now, I know the answers to all these, but I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. So are you creating your own group now? Do you want those 100 people to be in a private Facebook group or just follow you on Facebook or both?
I want them first to go into a friend list,
yep,
because then I can retarget them later and I can build a relationship with them. It's just like the Rolodex. You're going to know who you're going to follow up with later. You don't remember who you followed up with 2 weeks ago and talked to about XYZ. If you're like me, it's gone 10 minutes later.
Yep.
But if I tag them, I now know I can follow up with this person. So I put them into a friend list. And then after I have 100 to even 300 or 400 people in that list that I've been loving on and nurturing, then I bring them deeper into the relationship with me. So then it goes to a Facebook group, or maybe it's an email list. Like, I want them on my email list so I can target them. Maybe I want them on LinkedIn, but I don't know where to find them on LinkedIn without coming across really spammy, because those spammy PMs aren't working for me. So I create that Facebook group and then communicate with them on LinkedIn. I literally use that sifted list and I drive them to anything that I want. Okay, so you have the sifted list, but that's not where you're gonna stop. You're gonna have to reply and comment and cheerlead. Reply and cheerlead. And what do I mean by that? That list of people that you've collected, how do you make a relationship with them? How do you get them to trust you? How do you get them to love you? You wanna do that by replying to their posts and cheering them on. You, those of you who are here, you've seen this happen so well. How many of you feel like Lainey is your sister and you know she's your best friend, and when you hang out with her, you can't wait to go out for coffee with her? Does anyone else feel that way? we feel that way because she's in the group, she's replying to us, and she's cheering us on, and she's like our best friend in our corner, and we're so grateful for her. That's, she's built that trust with us because she replies to us, because she cheers us on, and because she just loves us deeply, and we know that. We feel when someone loves us. Those of you who are here, you feel that you're home, right? You feel it's family. It's that same feeling that we want to give to our community. Those 100 people that we put in our friend list, we're now going to reply to them. We're going to cheer them on because we're building a real relationship. And how many of you guys, well, it's like this with my spouse. I'm going, okay, I love my hubby. He's an amazing hubby, but every now and then we've been married for 18 years, y'all. And sometimes I'll forget, like, oh, I should probably do something special for him. So what did we start doing? We started having regular date nights, right? Okay, now, oh, I know, every other Friday, we get to go on a long walk because of COVID. We go for a long walk to the coffee shop, and we'll get a coffee out to go, and we go walk, drink our coffee on the way home. So, but I know that every other week, I'm going to have this long talk with my hubby. That's what a friend list does, guys. It's not spammy. It's your way of reminding you that you're going to, every other week, set aside some time to love on your people. And just like I love my hubby, I'm not meaning to forget him, but we get into the grind of things and we forget about those relationships. So put them in a friend list, reply to them, cheer them on, and that's how you build a relationship, whether you're married and it's 18 years or whether it's online and you met them last week.
Yeah, this is so amazing. And what a perfect time in history. Rachel, I love what you do, especially now. Listen, we're being told to social distance. And social distancing is gonna last for a while. And if we have social distancing as humans, we need connection. So social distancing to me means we need more virtual connecting. Mm-hmm. So think about this. Think about what Rachel's saying in real life, right? Now, if you're a part of KBB, let everybody know, is the KBB community of family or what? You know, she's talking about their date night. I have a date night every Monday at 10 o'clock a.m. with the KBB family. I just had a date night with you guys, a date day with you guys an hour ago, right or wrong, right? It is family. I am there every Monday connecting, going on our date, sharing what's new, teaching a lesson, exposing people who've had massive, you know, doing shout outs to people who've had, that's my every Monday date. In between there, you have Lainey building that community. She's there cheerleading you, making sure every question is answered and bonding and building you together. That is a family. And who, listen, would you ever want to be out of the KBB community? It's unbelievable. Think of this community. This community is only going to be here for while we're doing this challenge. But think in this short period of time of watching other people, feeling connected, feeling alive. And here's the thing. This is my niche, right? This is mine and Tony's. We're teaching you in this group and every day in the KBB group how to be in the knowledge industry, how to work from home, how to impact lives, how to make a difference in the world, do something meaningful and get paid to do it, right? That's what we teach. But think about if you just had 100 people in 30 days from now that were in your group and you were showing up weekly and you were talking about how to be a better artist, how to bond with your husband or wife, how to be a better or deeper parent, how to eat vegan, work out from home, exercise, like have healthier thoughts, meditate, do yoga. Imagine if you have people right now, this group, who in here, show Rachel, who in here wants to make more impact and more money? Just give me a hands up or a yes. More impact, more money, right? That's why you're here, right? But imagine what it is that you've identified, which we identified in day one. How cool would it be to have a group sharing your heart, your soul, right? What you do for a living. Renee, that was on yesterday, teaching communication, right? Carrie, teaching accomplishment and goal setting and the things that she shares, or how to write a book, right? So just picture you have the same opportunity to create this amazing group, whether it's 100 people or 100,000, it's still the same. You're impacting lives, you're making a difference, and it's a stepping stone to your next level. So I'll let you go, but it's so easy for them to visualize because this, what you're teaching is what we're doing at this very moment. Unmute Rachel, somebody. Unmute Rachel.
There we go.
There we go.
One thing to know, this is the same strategy that Nicole Sendra in your community, guys, used. And she said, wait a second, I'm feeling salesy, but then I remembered it's not about me. It's about building a relationship and loving my audience. And so she's like, okay, I got the sifting question, but now I feel awkward because I'm going to sell to them later. And she had to get out of that mindset of I'm selling to them and instead say, wait a second, I am privileged enough to reply to them and engage with them and cheer them on because I'm building them in a relationship with them that's going to lead to a transformation in their lives. When it's about them, you get to, like Corvette said, have more impact, make more money. I'm so excited for you. And yes, AJ, triple the impact, triple the people, the profit, and the planet. Yes. So after you reply and cheerlead, then your next step is friend requesting and messaging. Okay. So a lot of us think, well, I don't want to be spammy and friend request someone. Well, how many of you love a topic and if someone friended you that you've just been talking to about this topic, you're like, oh yeah, we get to continue that conversation. I'm so glad I got to hear from this person. Could you believe it? They just sent me a friend request. How many of you guys have smiled when you've gotten a friend request? You're not causing someone anxiety. You're making them smile. You're loving them. So if you kind of make it not about you, but about that person, you make them happy when they know that somebody cares about them and is reaching out to them. That fills their heart bucket. So go fill your customer's heart bucket. Friend request and message. Now, I always do a friend request with a message because I don't want to be slimy. So whenever I'm friend requesting someone, I give them the courtesy of saying hi to them. I'm just not friend-ring them. Like, does that make sense? Include a connection with them. Is there a limit on how many friends we can have? Sandy's asking this. Yes, you're capped at 5,000. So you want to make sure these are people that are the perfect people, right? The reality, though, guys, you only need 100 to have that movement, that impact that we're talking about, because you have that 100 people and they will find everyone else for you. So when you have your perfect 100, they literally will go out and find other people that are crazy cat fans or that are into yoga or whatever those things. One of my first audiences was cats, and I started it as a complete joke, and I don't have cats. So I always talk about the cat analogy because it was just so funny to me that, like, my system worked. Like, okay, I grew one audience, then I grew a second audience, and then the cat audience, and then I grew like three other ones. But by the time it was the cat one, I was like, well, let's just play around. Can I collect any audience? So yes, that's the system, guys. Sifting question, reply and cheerlead, friend request and message them at the same time, and then invite them into the next step. So you're going to invite them to that next stage, to join your Facebook group, to join your, be a founding member in your program, to join your Instagram account. Yes. To say, hey, look, I just started a new Instagram account and I need some followers. I know this is really dorky, but you're really obsessed about this topic just like I am. Would you mind hopping over there and maybe even share the feed with someone else that might like it? That right there, guys, is a great way to engage. So it's friend request, friend, and message. Now, in that first message to your people, don't spam them. Don't say, come join my group right now. You're going to
build a relationship.
The conversation that you were just having. So you were in a Facebook group and you were talking about KBB and how awesome this community is and how you had a win about XYZ. And then you're going to say, hey, isn't that so cool? And then you have a dialogue about that now privately, not just in the group. So your family, and family has Easter dinners, but they also talk on the phone to each other, right? So think of it as you're now taking that conversation from the family dinner table or the living room and now having a private conversation with that person, like a one-on-one somewhere. It's not a spammy thing. It's going deeper with your family, with your new friends, your loved ones. How do you reply or cheerlead someone without first being friends with them on Facebook? I do it by going into other people's groups or other pages where my people are, and I engage with them. So if you notice, my profile face and my page face have a very similar but slightly different image. Why? I want people to recognize me. So if I engage with them as my page, they're gonna be like, oh, I recognize her. If I engage on my group, in a group, they recognize me. So they're seeing my face and they're engaging with me before I move them into that conversation. Now, if I've had a back and forth conversation, like four or five conversations back and forth with the same person, then I send them a friend request because we've chatted about this topic. We're both obsessed with, I'm currently wanting to play a dulcimer. So I'm like pretending to learn the dulcimer. I'm attempting, not very. The dulcimer is this like old instrument you hammer with things. It's really kind of cool, crazy, and weird. But I'm now interacting with people who play dulcimers and having back and forth conversations with them, right? They love dulcimers. I'm thinking about loving a dulcimer. So I have a conversation with them. We bring that conversation out privately, and then I friend request them so I can learn more about how they play dulcimers so I can be part of their community or whatever.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. You know what? We're going to do something here really cool. Jeremy, is Matt Savina on? Do you know if he's in the group?
Matt's not on, but Marla's.
All right. If Marla's here, I would love, could we bring Marla on?
Yep. I'll unmute her right now.
Hello.
Hey Marla, Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Dean?
I'm doing fantastic. I figured we'd have you jump on here. Thank you for sharing. Were you on the KBB today when I gave you a little shout out?
I got the shout out. I usually have a class at that time, so I have to listen to it after the live.
Now, you can't do classes when I'm live. You got to skip all that. You got to be there with me, Marla. I'm kidding. Listen, I just wanted to jump on here really quick because I read your profile and what you've done, and you use some of Rachel's strategies. I thought maybe you could, everybody who's listening right now for the first time might be thinking, could that really work for me? And I know some of this worked for you, Marla. So maybe you could share with Rachel and you two could chat real quick. And I thought it would help.
Yeah. Okay. So, to be honest, I just did exactly what Rachel said to do. I didn't really, put any extra thought into it. I did the sifting question. I have to admit it was a little bit, trying to get the right question, and then I listened to what she said again about make the question about not yourself, but you know, the people you're trying to attract. So I had a few tries at the question, and then once I had the question, one of them had like 76 comments, and you know, it was just ridiculous. So I had to, you know, I thought, well, these people were my friends already. So it was easy to invite them into my group, you know, because they were already on my friends who were following me on my Facebook page or so on. But I was really just surprised at how well the sifting question worked, you know. So every now and again, I continue to throw those questions out there and, you know, scoop people up.
Yeah, and the thing is, the sifting questions, what I love about Rachel's process, and I'm talking about you, Rachel, like you're not here, but what I love about that process is when someone goes through those sifting questions, it automatically, the byproduct of that is you're already bonded, right? Because if someone asks you questions that are in alignment, Marla, I know you're a fitness trainer, correct?
Yes.
Right? So if someone asks those sifting questions, they're either going to go, no, that's not my style. I don't like to do, or, oh my God, Marla's exactly what I want.
So,
did it take your relationship with the ones who answered to another level? I would bet to say yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know that Facebook had this friends list as well. Right. So once I put people onto the list, it was just so easy to just go to that. I just go to that list every few days and I scan and I comment and, you know, you know, just keep in touch with people, you know, keeping in touch with your friends. And then every now and again, I was like, you know, hey, I formed this new group. Yeah, maybe you'd like joining and adding your point of view to the group. And, you know, always staying conscious that it's about the other person. It's not about me, you know, always trying to like, okay, how can I help this person get more out of what it is they're trying to do?
Oh, that's awesome. And I know I read it today. I don't have it in front of me now, but I know you did was it your first virtual event? Because I know you're used to training in person, right?
Yeah.
And then you did your first virtual event. Did you have 13 people, if I remember right?
Yeah, so I had 15 people on there. Again, you know, I mean, I'm just raving about this KBB stuff so much. My friends are tired of me. but you know, I just love the fact that I didn't have any ad spend. You know, I just promoted into the groups I'm already a member of and on my page. And, you know, quite a few people, of course, registered, but it's actually who showed up. And I used the whole, the breadcrumb trail, you know, using that to keep in touch with people to make sure that they actually showed up. And woohoo, it worked.
That's amazing. Well, Marla, thank you for coming on and sharing, and thank you for stepping outside the norm. I know, especially being in the fitness world, you had a major shift when COVID came, right? There, like,
yes,
not
yes.
even a question. It wasn't like, could I partially do it? It was like, that was the place that was like the places they shut down first. So I'm so glad that you have an alternative now. And this is just the beginning. So Rachel, any comments before you go? This is one of the girls that used exactly what you taught in KBB.
Marla, I'm so stinking proud of you. I'm so stinking proud of you. And I've seen people asking about sifting questions. And so what was one of your sifting questions? And then I'll give them an example of a sifting question that helped you identify who your fitness people were that were obsessed with fitness.
Right. So, I mean, I kind of use the situation we're in, right? So I ask stuff like, you know, who's tired of this quarantine? Are you getting your... are you able to get your exercise? You know, so that's like, no, help me out.
And they say no, if they're your right people, and that's it. And if they aren't your right people, they say, yeah, I'm fine,
yeah,
girl.
Fine, yeah.
And that's like proof to you that you've repelled the people that aren't the right ones and you attracted the ones who are. And guys, inside KBB, I've given you like 15, 20 different questions. So I don't remember the exact number, y'all. I haven't looked at it in a little while. But I gave you the actual, like, you can just copy them and paste them. So you got that right, Dean?
Yeah.
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 Well, that is so awesome, Marla. And one last thing. Before this, Marla, I would love your mindset, because I think one of the hurdles a lot of people just watching, and I know because this has been 30 years in this industry, I know one of the biggest obstacles is not figuring out how to do a friend list on Facebook. That's all figure outable, right? Ray Forleo's book? Figure outable, right? That part is all figure outable. Right. It's right. Not necessarily can you build friends, because you have a unique ability, Marla, and there's people all around the world that want that exact thing. So, you know, there's people that will know, like, and trust you, have the same desires you, whether that's you're a cat person, want to play the dulcimer, or want to do exercise from home. So you kind of know that's true. And a lot of these other things, there's too much proof. But sometimes the biggest obstacle is, right, is going from, can this really work for me? So maybe, Marla, you could share something that could help people sitting here right now going, I want to do this, but can it really work for me?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I woke up and think like, yeah, I'm a champion, I can do this. I mean, I have my doubts, if, you know, I think we all dealing with that. It's up and down.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, I do it, and like, you know, what's the worst can happen? I just try and make sure that I'm taking a tiny step forward. Some days it's a bigger step than others, but it's always to try and do something that would move the needle. Moving the needle, I got that phrase from you, yeah. So, you know, so that's it. It's not that I, you know, think everything will work. A lot of times, most things don't. But it's to, and I feel bad about it. But it's to try again the next day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm so proud of you, Marla. Thank you. That's why I wanted to give you a shout out today. Thanks for being another example of how to just keep moving forward, taking uncomfortable action, failing forward. But the more you fail, the more you navigate what works. And the more you stop doing the things that don't. You'd had 15 people on your first one. What's next, and what do you continue to do? And here's the crazy part, Marla. I would bet to say when the world goes back to normal, you're still going to have a digital part of your business. Because what you're going to realize, it's one to many, it's home, it's going to give you a different variation. So if this ever happens again, we're not caught with just one way to generate revenue. So like I said in the beginning of this training, is when the pendulum swings so far to one side, it never goes all the way back. And that's a good thing in some cases, because you'll have an additional revenue source coming from the digital economy. So we're proud of you, Marla. Everybody, let's give it up for Marla.
I had one more question. Marla isn't gone yet.
Okay.
Marla, how long did it take you every day to work on your social media?
Wow. I mean, I've been working on social media for years, but I have to say that just doing this KBB course and listening to you guys, I've seen a definite jump in the last, how long it took me, maybe about 8 weeks or so to do the course. Okay. So in that time, I've definitely seen...
Well, like to post a sifting question. How long did it take you to post a sifting question? Somebody's like, I think I'll have to hire someone to do all this for me. And
I mean, no. I mean, like what, like a minute or so, 2 minutes?
A minute. Okay, guys, it took her a minute to build
Yeah, I saw that where someone said, I think I have to hire somebody with the sifting questions. I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
Chuck Marla, you should be able to do this in like, I don't know, a minute.
Yeah. Not long.
Okay.
Yeah. Marla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rachel, isn't it fun to see when what you share becomes a reality for people?
Oh, it is. It's super, super encouraging. Thank you so much.
So you saw the questions coming in. You have any last remarks the next 5 minutes or so, or anything that you want to share to kind of button this up to help people see it real, or is there another step?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Mostly, I want you guys to know that this is not something that I think you can really outsource, especially if you're starting from the beginning stage, because we don't know how to talk to our people if we don't collect some of our people and love those people and serve them, right? So if you don't have a relationship with your perfect people, if you're not in that space or you're just starting that space, this, if you outsource it, that person is going to build that relationship that you outsource. You won't be building that relationship. And when you build that relationship with your people, they connect and you're imprinted on them. And ads aren't going to get you there faster. They're just going to get you there with more money spent. And you saw from Marla, it took her a few minutes a day to pick a question, copy it, paste it, and post it. And then another, maybe a couple minutes a day to reply and cheerlead. Like for me, I literally will turn on a song. I think I told you guys that in the KBB. I literally have a song. I play the song. While the song plays, I go to my friends list that's for that week or that day, and I comment and I chat back and forth. The song ends, I'm out. That way I don't waste time, because you have the rest of KBB. You still have to create your sales page. You still have to create your program. You still have to do all of the other parts. This piece should take you about the amount of time of a song playing. So
that's amazing. And here's the thing. I want to share something with you. One of my secrets that I don't share with a lot of people. Maybe I have a little bit, but I've read tens of thousands of comments of my clients. And I think it's an unfair advantage I have that most people ask, like, how do you know exactly what to say? It's because I live with that. I want to know everybody in this group. Listen, I hope everybody in this group feels understood by me, by Tony, by Rachel, bringing on the right guests, the boss babes, Brendan when he's here, because I've obsessed on your comments in here. I've obsessed on your comments in KBB. I've literally read thousands and thousands of comments. So what does that do? It's like, if I was, you know, if we're all wanting to be friends, I want to know what you like. I want to know what you're afraid of. I want to know what your dreams are. I want to know what COVID did for your life and what I can do to help you. If I just live inside here and I tell you what I think I believe is true, then I'm missing the mark. I'm not doing what I shared on our persuasion day of living in this mind of my prospect, living in the mind of my client, living in the mind of my tribe. If I'm not living in your mind, answering your questions, solving your problems, then it's all about me and this isn't about us. This is a business about other people, but we get to benefit by changing their lives. So when Rachel is sharing this, I want to anchor that in. This is, if you ever hear me say something, have you ever heard me say something in KBB or in here where you're like, holy crap, this guy knows exactly what I'm feeling. Yeah. Let me know if you've ever heard me say something and it's like, this guy's talking to me. It's not because I'm a mind reader. It's because I've read your messages and because I care. KBB feels like a family of 30,000 people. It's unbelievable, but it's not by accident. It's because Tony and I care. We read your messages. We know your pain. We know your desires. We know your dreams. And we're trying to deliver exactly what you need. I asked Rachel to be in the course because so many people said, how do I get my first few hundred or so followers? I didn't think there was anybody better with a better spirit, a better heart, a better energy than Rachel. So we asked her and we filled that gap, right? So this is not, don't look at this like a chore. This is building a following, starting a tribe, while simultaneously creating a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people should never be a chore for you. So if it is a chore, then I would love to ask you to look at your product, to look at what you're giving to the world. Is it going to make a difference in their lives? Because if it's going to make a difference in their lives, it's not a chore. It's you getting to have the calling, the chance to make it, the opportunity to make an impact for them. That's a gift that you get to give. And how many of us love giving Christmas gifts out? This is the time. You've wrapped it. You've already built the product. You've wrapped it. You've done all the packaging. You went shopping. You got it, right? Now you're sitting out and you're about to give it to your niece or your nephew, and you know they're going to go bonkers for it. That's what we get to do. And so this 3-minute task of giving that Christmas gift is, that's the icing on the cake. That's the best part. Prina came on and said that she's looking for a better way. And Prina, I just saw her comment through. I remember when I was at that stage where I lost my job. Now, I lost my job because I had babies. So I had one baby, and then on maternity leave, I had my second baby, or got pregnant with my second baby. So now, no way could I afford childcare. Like, that was that, my maternity leave became permanent leave at that point, and I was not exactly happy about that, to be completely honest out there. But Prina, I was just where you are, where everything seemed to have been taken or gone, right? And everything was now possible, because when I didn't have all the trappings of my day-to-day 9-to-5, now I could say, okay, I just need to take one step in the right direction. KBB tells you exactly what that step is, right? They break it down. Then take the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And if you had told that mom who had just lost her teaching job that a decade later you'd have a multi-million dollar corporation, I'd be like, yeah, right. Oh, and then I'd have 6 kids instead of just 2, and I was overwhelmed with just 2. I never would have imagined that. But I started with loving my first 100 people, and then loving my next 1,000, and then loving them into 10,000, and then loving that 10,000 people so they carried my message to the world. So like Patagonia, who's on here in our community, she said that she loved her 100 people, and one of them happened to have a podcast. And what do you know? They invited her because she had a dialogue with them and she invested in them. They invited her to come into their community and share on their podcast with the whole world. That never would have happened if she kept her message to herself and if she didn't step out a calling and to give that thing that she has inside of her for the world. So thank you so much for having me, Dee.
Rachel, you're so amazing. So listen, Rachel, would you be able to hang out for another 15 minutes?
Oh yeah, I can. Cool. Yeah, I'm good.
Cause we're gonna go to our VIP and do a little Q&A if that's cool with you.
Ooh, of course.
Okay, but for everybody else, first off, Rachel, thank you. Like, can we please give Rachel a shout out? Listen, everybody's wondering how the heck you have 6 children and you have a teenager when you look 21. So that's the comments I'm seeing. So they're not just an amazing group. They know how to make you feel amazing too. But that's true. Rachel, your energy is spectacular. It's been a privilege to get to know you better and watch what you do and watch how much you care. Thank you for contributing such an amazing course inside KBB. You're really helping make an impact. All these pieces that are coming together to give people the steps. And those of you that know, you can, if you would like the entire course on how to do this and get your next or your first 100 raving fans, she built an amazing course. It's just one of the components in KBB. And you know, we create a special opportunity for you guys at joinkbbnow.com. And when the challenge is over, this opportunity is going over, and we're planning on adding even more surprises. No hard push today. Like Rachel said earlier, you're our tribe. If you're ready to go to another level in the knowledge industry and I don't get you involved in KBB, I screwed you guys all over. I didn't give you enough information. I didn't answer your questions good enough, because that is the path to dominate this industry and do it with heart and empathy and do something meaningful. Okay, we got some cool prizes to give away. Today, we have 5 different winners. Now, I got some homework for you. Let me share the homework first. Today, what I'd love for you to do is you gotta hashtag it Step5SOC. Step5SOC in the group. And because it was Saturday, I went deep on persuasion. The day before with the Boss Babes, truly understanding your ideal client, living into their pain, living into their pleasure. And today you have Rachel come on and show you how to understand, be friends with people, live inside their mind. We talked about that. What I would love for you guys to do is to write a headline, just this practice. So if you are going to write a headline to attract those 100 raving fans that you have the same in common with, right? Rachel wrote something to get cat people, you know, people who loved cats. She's doing something now to attract people that want to play the dulcimer. My stepdad played the dulcimer, so I know what the dulcimer is, right? Most people don't. I used to have them hanging around my house, so I know what that is. But what is that headline? If you take everything you've learned up until now, if I just said to you today, write a headline, and it was our day one, you're like, what are you talking about? But we've gone through an evolution of identifying what you have to give to the world, identifying people's pain and pleasure where they need you to serve them. We talked about your ideal client and your avatar. We talked about ethically persuading by understanding what's going on in the mind of your prospect, their sentences, their fears, their worries. Now we're talking about how do we create this process to bring people in to follow you, to be raving fans. So if you had one sentence to attract, this is some of the, now we're really narrowing it down because I forget who said, Mark Twain maybe said, if I had more time, I would have written you a shorter letter. And that's what this challenge is. Take the time to write one or two sentences that you'd go, that would be a definition of marketing, attract who you want, repel who you don't. Listen, you don't have to get it perfect. If you're in KBB, we have a whole section on this, but you have to do it. Take uncomfortable action. Don't just whip it out in 2 minutes. Take time today to write a headline that you think would attract those you want and get them to say, yeah, I want to have a conversation. I want to be friends with Rachel or Marla or Michael or Dean by an example, right? If you look at the headline that we put on the page where you registered here, you can go back and look at that at startoverchallenge.com. Get some ideas, take the challenge, and we got some killer prizes for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're giving away iPads. Let me see, tomorrow, iPhones, iPads, $300 gift cards. Yep, that's what we're giving away tomorrow. And tomorrow's gonna rock the house. We got Mr. Brendan Burchard coming on how to take all of this and how to implement it and how to operate and run this and make it real. Not some dream, not something you miss out on, something that's real. But for today, some winners we got. Preya Durjan, KBB Scholarship. And if you already have KBB, then we'll figure something out for you, for everybody. Chad Smith, KBB Scholarship. Sandra Tamez, KBB Scholarship. Karma Dima, KBB Scholarship. And Abby Young, 2 KBB World Summit VIP tickets. They're the hottest tickets in town. All of that's coming your way. And why you got these, and we say congratulations to everyone, why you won is if you're on this list, that means you've done every bit of your homework. You've taken the challenges. You're playing full out, and we want to reward you in a big way. Today's the last day we're giving out KBB scholarships, but we're giving away a whole bunch of other great stuff, and we love having you as part of the family. So today, to Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate you so much. And I want you to take what you learned today and really think through, how can you build a tribe of people starting with 100 or the people you have to another level, identifying how you can be in alignment, how you can serve them at the highest level, how you can create relationships. And when it's time to offer your product, your service, your Zoom training, your course, your online, what Marla did, anything that you want to offer to them, how do you start that relationship now, plant those seeds, so when it's time to make the offer, it doesn't feel like a sale. They can't wait to go to your next level. That's my message for today. Be here tomorrow. Hands down, tomorrow is, each day is as important as the rest, right, as a build. But if you don't know how to implement, if you don't know how to operate and make this real in your life, it'll be more annoying now because now you know it's real. You know the capabilities are there. And if you're not doing it, you're going to see others and be envious. And that's just a terrible feeling. Being left behind stinks. So it's an honor, a privilege, a pleasure. Thank you for all the comments. Oh, I want to give one more shout out. Let's just say I didn't give enough swag away today. Let's give a hat away. Let's give t-shirt and a water bottle because I love all these, the mastermind. This is a knowledge broker water bottle, which each of us are. So below right now, say, I'm a knowledge broker. And my team picked 5 people to give away some great swag. Thank you guys so much. Do the homework. Remember, join KBB now. I know so many of you are on the fence ready to do this. If you want to look, you want to get enrolled today, you could be in the group as early as tomorrow. And if not, we'll see you here tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, Rachel, hang around. We'll be right there. Am I live?
Yep.
What's up, everybody? VIP. Say hi to Rachel. This is an awesome group, Rachel. I hope you're ready for them.
yeah.
They
oh, yeah.
light it up.
Just 2 minutes, my daughter came in crying, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need a little break?
Oh, no, she's good. I gave her a hug, but, like, in that last closing time, people are like, oh, her daughter's crying. She's fine now. Like, she's a kid. You know,
oh, no worries. Listen, this is the challenge of being home. I have a 7-week-old and 11 and 13 at home, and it's a fun juggle. And you know what I love? You love watching people, how they react when they have children. Like there's like videos going around the internet of people who are like, oh, come here, babe, like you just did. And there's other parents like, just go, get out.
I've done both though.
So have I. I've been in the middle of like in flow and my son's like, but dad, I can't find him. I'm like, just like underneath so people can't see your arm. You're like underneath the table. I'm like, come on, bud, give me 5 minutes. All right.
Sorry, I'll tell stories another day.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, was Rachel awesome or what today?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, so Rachel, what we do in our VIP with Marcella and Mark and Natalie and Michael and Michelle and Shannon and Matt and Michael and everybody, I could just say Michael, Matt, and a few others, and there's a lot of people think, but no, what an amazing group. We love to do some Q&A here, so if you got a little time and if you got to run out for your daughter, please don't hesitate.
It's
so,
tween drama.
Okay. Jeremy, do we have some questions waiting?
We've got a huge list of questions waiting for you, Rachel. So I'm going to first call on Victoria. Victoria, I know you submitted like 4 different questions. Girl, you only get to ask one. So pick one question and fire away at Dean and Rachel.
Oh my God.
What's up, Victoria?
Thank you so much. I have to tell you, 4 days ago, I was dead, like completely dead, depression, completely dead. And I'm so fired up now and I'm so grateful. My question is to Rachel. I do have 4, but I'll ask last one. How you do it with children? Like, especially with COVID-19 right now, right? It's a homeschooling and you have to do so much. And I don't have to sleep, right? Because I love what I do. I don't need to sleep.
You but still need to sleep.
if I don't sleep, then I'm not a good mother. So how do you create your day that your kids understand the boundaries, your husband understand the boundaries, like everybody understand the boundaries?
Well, part of it is I give myself grace and slack. So what things can you outsource as a parent? Now, like, you can't have, say, someone coming in your house and helping you with the laundry anymore. But could you decide not to fold the clothes anymore because they're not going out in public anyways? They don't have to be folded. We have a laundry couch. That's where laundry goes. You want clean clothes, you go to the laundry couch. So, like, I had to decide what things can I not have in my life and let some of the standards go. So we don't have somebody coming in right now and helping us with as much housework as we had in the past, but we have a laundry couch and it'll be okay to have a laundry couch. So, like, have a laundry couch or something like, for me, this board. This is a board behind me. It's here for very practical purpose because right around the corner is a chair. And sometimes one of my kids, your kids never have this. Your kids might get a little loud or huffy or fighting with someone. So I have this board and a chair so you don't see the child quietly with an eyesight. You're here because you're in trouble. And you sit there until you're able to leave. We don't do timeouts because that means they're in another part of the house away from me doing who knows what when they're in trouble. So we have time-ins where they sit right outside of the view of you. And yes, they could. It does take 4 seconds, but I have 8 people in my house. And I also have teenagers who think they have to change their clothes 17 times a day. And they all go into the camper. Anyways, a laundry couch, y'all. Just don't fight about it. They don't have to spend that 4 seconds. It's okay. And I instead delegate them. They have chores, the ones that are hygienic in my mind. So a hygienic chore would be like the bathroom, the dishes, feeding our family. We have to do that so we can stay well. So I let some of the things go that aren't as give yourself grace in the things that aren't as important.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say, Victoria, only because I've seen this in so many examples, the same thing. Like, there's 2 types of people home right now. There's those that live in a zoo because it's crazy and chaotic, and then there's others that are really lonely. And both of it can be challenging. Both of it can be overwhelming, right? I mean, think about this. What helps me is some days when everybody's home, I got a dog, a 7-week-old, 11 and 12. I don't have six like Rachel, so now I have nothing to compare it to. My sister-in-law is living with us right now, my wife. So it can get a little hectic sometimes when we're trying to juggle everything. But I also know my mom is in Virginia, and she hasn't seen a person in 90 days. And she feels overwhelmed for the lack of connection. So either way, there's none of it easier than the other, but it's all about prioritizing too. Even with children, I would bet to say with six children, with you, Rachel, maybe you could share this. There's just some things you absolutely must say no to so you could say yes to making an impact, yes to running your business, right? I know that with me, like even all weekend, I had to work a lot of this weekend. I wanted to do certain things with my kids, but I set time aside. I did the time where they did their chores. I did the time where we had a movie time together. I promised them I'd go swimming with them. Just enough so we could create a schedule. And in between those schedules, there were certain things they had to do while I could go live here yesterday, why I had some work to do with Tony, some other things to do with my company. So I know this, in this time, it's a time to say no to a lot of those things that don't serve your children, don't serve your family, and don't serve your business. And as hard as it might seem that those moments aren't in there, they add up. If there's certain things you could say no to, you could find that extra 2 hours a day. I don't know about you, Rachel. Have you found that?
Yeah, that's where I had to decide my priorities. So, and literally say, how does this make my life actually better? And so that's where like the laundry couch came, because having folded clothes isn't as important when no one sees you in your nice folded clothes. So for me, that was something that we let go. And we will come back to having folded clothes, but not right now. So
I love it. I love it. All right, Jeremy, thank you so much, Victoria.
All right, next up, we've got Sophie, and she's got a question for you about shifting questions.
Shifting questions. Ooh. What's your question about 15 questions?
Yeah. Okay. My question. Okay. What do you do about asking shifting questions if you have multiple aspects for your business? Like for me, I want to get into helping people to lose weight, but I'm niching it down to a specific skill. Okay. I have learned to lose weight, but to also do it by monitoring, by using Excel spreadsheets and monitoring my weight and my measurements and things like that, by closely monitoring daily my progress, okay? And I've lost a lot of weight. When I was a platinum partner, I lost 250 pounds of body weight.
Wow.
And I did that. Yeah, thank you. And I did that by monitoring very closely. I had the coaches, and I also had doctors. And
one more question.
If I have two questions, like I want to help women that are 50 plus and that have like 100 pounds or more to lose weight. But I want to do it with people that also have computer skills and can use Excel, because I don't want to have to teach them Excel and computer skills, right?
Okay.
So how do I set my shifting questions so that I find people that meet my tighter niche?
Sophie, what was your previous career?
Oh, I still have my previous career.
Okay, what is it?
I'm an economist.
I would have voted on that.
I thought either economist, accountant, or in the financial services. So, yes. Sophie, how many women are there in the world that are over 55 in economist or financial services industries that could lose some weight?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that number.
The answer is just a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
How do you find them? You probably find them in industry places where accountants hang out, and where people who are financial services providers hang out, and in places where economists hang out.
Well, I'm going to have to research that, because I don't know where they actually hang out, like on social media, like on Facebook and that, like on their free time. Like there's a lot of people working from home right now.
Okay. So I would go to one of your friends who is an economist and ask her, what kind of Facebook groups does she hang out in? Go to your accountant, ask them, what kind of Facebook groups do you hang out in? Go into Facebook and type in a Facebook and financial services group, and then find where those people are hanging out.
Because then, Sophia, you already, if what Rachel's saying is so magical, because it takes away your question of saying, I want to make sure they're good on computers, Excel spreadsheets. Listen, here's the thing. I know how to do computer and Excel spreadsheets. But if I was 100 pounds overweight, I absolutely wouldn't come to you because I can't even look at two sentences of an Excel spreadsheet. It gives me anxiety. Like what you specialize in is my kryptonite. When my team sends me a spreadsheet, they know, not only if they send me a spreadsheet, if my team sends me an email that I have to scroll, it doesn't get read. Like never in the history of the world. If someone leaves me a 5-minute message, I won't listen to it. Ever in the history of the world. I don't care if they're telling me a meteorite's coming to smash my house and die, I'll die because I am not listening to a 5-minute message. So if you give somebody the greatest strategy in the world and they are not in your field, they are a visionary, they are a creative, they're like, I don't care if you promise them weight loss, it's not gonna happen. So what Rachel just said is so powerful. I want you to listen, really listen, Sophia, because I know you're trying to share, but I want you to listen. You don't have to, what you need to do is just find people like you. And where do you find people like you? Just what Rachel said, look for Facebook groups of people that are already in the world of spreadsheets and accountability. And it's okay to do the same thing over and over. My accountant, she is amazing. She doesn't need to lose weight. But right now, if there was something in the world that you shared, she loves spreadsheets and data. It's her whole life. Like she'll work on something like, I can't wait to share this with you. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up. You got to go to my operations guy and let him dissect it for me and then give it to me. So I would just say the best thing you could do is get those qualifying questions, but only present them in the industries where people already have those skills. So you don't have to ask two questions. You just say, are you over 50? Are you overweight? Do you want to learn a process for someone who lost over 250 pounds? Because I have a methodical day-by-day process to make it real. Somebody out there is going to freak out and go, that's perfect. Not me, even if I was way overweight. So that is going to be an absolute easy task for you because there's still a lot of people in your perfect demographic.
And it doesn't feel spammy in that accountant's group. Because if you're coming into that accountant's group selling a financial services product, it would seem spammy. But you're coming in to say, oh my word, guys, you guys geek out on this just like I do. I need the spreadsheet to track how I lost weight. Give it up, guys. I finally did it. They would see that as conversation, not as spam, because it's fitting the tone of the group. So you're not spamming there, you're loving and serving, and you're just talking about your fancy spreadsheet that you use to lose weight.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Sophie. All right, Jeremy, let's go on to the next one.
All right, next up we've got Juan Carlos who has a question about trolls that I think you both can address.
Okay. What's up, Juan?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very so good.
To see you, and thanks to everyone. Dean, I really admire, man. You're 100%. Rachel, thank you. Really, you look 24. How you do that?
Well,
I'm going right to the point. Sorry. Well, basically, the thing is that one thing that basically happened like a barrier is like once I start doing the sifting questions, okay, I kind of have a thing about what about my troll friends that are very there. They're always going to be there, but what they're going to be to start to procrastinate, you know, that basically at the end the objective is to gain
people. He's starting to cut out, but I can hear what he's saying.
Yeah, Juan, it's hard to hear what you're saying. I don't know if you got to hold the microphone up or no, unmute him, somebody. Juan's muted. Could somebody unmute?
There
we go. Now we can.
I'm sorry, losing the time.
No worries.
I'm going to be straight again. So you have your list, you have your swifting questions to your beloved, but there's always a troll that's going to come forward, and I don't know how to handle that because at the end, probably this is not my target. My target is to expand and try to get new people more closely than what I'm looking for.
So I'm going to ask you, Rachel. You've never had somebody not like what you've done, right? You've never.
Oh,
had somebody,
no.
Yeah, no. I've
and
never
two of them
had
may not be in my family for sure. So what I have my brother-in-law and my father-in-law. I love them dearly, but they're not appropriate on my Facebook wall. So what I've done, they love to get political, and then they love to fight with each other politically. Anywhere where one makes a comment, the other one starts fighting with them on the thread. So now I'm asking a question about QuickBooks, and suddenly it became about the politician of the year, and the other person's attacking them. Anyways, they both need to just, so what I have is Facebook. Facebook says you can post this as public, except for, and guess what? They don't know that they just don't see half of my posts. I can't unfriend them because it's my brother-in-law, and I love my brother-in-law. So what I can do, though, is say friends are public except for, and I have this list of people. So in, just like I make a friend list, I also make a let's not show this to them list. And then you use the same tactic, only they don't see the posts that you know are going to just get them riled up and just cause more drama. And you don't want drama in your life. You're good. If you have it on a video, now this is, let's say you have trolls that are like on another scale. So like I was doing a launch and there's something called crowd surfing and it's a couch surfing. If you want to know what it is, go into Wikipedia, type in couch surfing. You'll know exactly. It's when these like 20-year-old, 17-year-old, they're single young college-age boys come on and try to buy your couch while you're on your Facebook Live. And not one of them, we're talking like 3,000 of them. So they come in a group to your Facebook Live all at one time. So you're like, oh, I have 3,000 people on. And then you realize they're all like, so where's your couch? I want that couch. Your mama's on that. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
So if you have that happen, it's a nightmare, actually, to be straight up honest. It's a little bit of a nightmare. What I do is I cancel the live right away. It's just don't feed the trolls when it's on that level. So if you have a severe level of trolls, get off. Like, you don't need to engage. Just leave the party, right? It's not the place for you. Just leave. And delete that Facebook Live. So even if you're like, but I was making some really good points at the beginning of it, just delete it, okay? The reason being is that shows Facebook everyone that was engaging there. We don't want them to see anything else of ours. So if you have somebody who's engaging a lot on your content, well, guess what? You didn't delete it. And those couch, and you didn't block and ban those couch people, well, they're going to see the next time you go live because they had so much back and forth interaction. Facebook's like, they must really love your content. And so Facebook's like giving them to you all the time. So you need to delete that. Block and ban them individually. It's kind of time consuming. And then delete that live so they can't see you again. So that way you just
Out of all my lives, that's never happened. So now I'm going to be on the lookout for the couch surfers. That's hysterical.
It's funny, but it really gets you off your game though, because like I was in my launch, like the closing time. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting around, I'm pushing and I'm closing, and then all of a sudden come the couch boys. And
awesome. Well, great feedback. Jeremy, let's get a couple more in here and then we're going to let Rachel get back to her six amazing children and the laundry couch.
All right. So our next one comes from Kristen, and she's got a question similar to the last one, just a little more in depth, but several people asked this question about keeping your personal and your professional social media separate. Kristen?
Oh, hi, Christine. Wow, this is so cool.
I gotta go.
Hi, guys.
I'm on the line.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm a model. I've been a model for 30 years. And which is one of the reasons why I've hesitated for so long to go into what my passion is, which is serving people to help them come out of suicide relationship. So my father committed suicide. I had my own attempt, et cetera, et cetera. But basically trauma survivor. And I can't connect this new purpose with my active modeling career because I am still so active. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm afraid of it or not, but I have responsibilities to agencies. So what do I do? How do I launch then? Do I start from scratch? Is there a way of tricking the system? I know that you tapped on that a little bit before, but what do you recommend?
Well, Christine, first off, I want to give you the world's biggest hug, because you've overcome so much. And that's like something to be celebrated. And like, it's not an easy thing to come out on the other side and to come out as strong as you have. And I just want to give you like the world's biggest hug for that.
Well, so, thank you so much.
But just like those things that you want to be known for now, like I've overcome this, I've come out on the other side. That's exactly what someone who's in the middle of it wants the world to know about them. So like I have, I have two clients. One's helping divorcees. How is he wants to help people before they get divorced to divorce in a better way. Okay. Instead of divorcing with toxicity, divorce in a better way. His Facebook page is Happy Wives, Happy Life. Because the person who's getting a divorce is trying to rescue that marriage. It's this perfect person because they're getting a divorce and they're trying to do it the right way. They're wishing they had a happy wife. So I'm a happy wife. My husband's a happy hubby. We're not in that community because we don't want that thing that they aspire to. The people that are in that community are people actually going through. How many of you guys have seen this? When someone's going through divorce, before they go through the divorce, they kind of go online on Facebook and say, I love my spouse. I'm trying to support my spouse. And they're like, showy a little bit. It's the same type of thing. We show on Facebook that thing we aspire to. The thing they aspire to is overcoming the hard stuff. That doesn't make you look bad as a model. That makes you look good as a model.
I agree.
So, yeah,
can I ask my biggest question that's like stopped me from doing step four and will stop me from doing step five? And I hope, Dean, you can just all be super fast.
Yeah.
So the consequences of being a child survivor of a suicide parent, and I'll be super fast. I had a lifetime of eating disorders, hospitalized with anorexia, binge eating, promiscuity, just lived around the world with this incredible band-aid of this famous, face, but I was suffering so much on the inside, and I literally spent my life studying in so many different modalities and came up with a formula that works, but for real, for overcoming not only suicide, but severe, debilitating eating disorders to promiscuity in relationships, to non being able to non-commit, yet at the same time not being able to live without relationships. So I'm an expert in so many, many things on so many platforms. And I feel like I would do a misfortune to just work with children of suicide or adults, people with suicide or eating disorder.
You had three things that you mentioned.
Yes.
Suffering on the inside and overcoming, and now happy on the inside. Make posts about how suffering doesn't have to be on the inside. You can actually talk about it, guys. That's something that models want to hear about, but your perfect people will respond to that. Suffering on the inside is not going to hurt your modeling career. Next one, overcoming. Overcoming crap. COVID's brought out the crap in everything. What have you overcome today? You're going to get that person who wants to talk about the fact that they're overcoming. You're going to find that perfect person. It's not going to hurt your modeling career. Relationships. Committed relationships are better because of COVID. Who agrees with me and why? Sifting question, going to find those people who are looking for that thing that you're talking about, and it's not going to hurt your modeling career. They want all those things, and you've got those people.
Yeah, so what, Les, I would love the because Kristen, it seemed like you had a question for me. If we could unmute her.
Thank you.
What was the actual question?
My question is, with all that said, I think she answered it because I have a special needs son. I had financial destruction in a custody battle for my son. So she's answered it. I don't have to pinpoint that one little pinhole that you've been doing because that's what's been killing me. I want to help people who are really, really struggling and who don't know how to move forward from that.
Here's my advice, though. Those qualifying questions, and I think Rachel did help narrow that down, but I would still consider is who can you help first and have the greatest impact so you can see it's not going to hurt your modeling career, it's going to light up your life, and you're actually going to have a massive impact. If you I would suggest still narrowing it down, because if you start small, it's so much easier to go big. If you say, I want to help kids that have suicide tendencies or in their family, I want to help people with eating disorders, I want to help models that went here, I want to help children, I want to help parents with disabled, a child that has a disability. If you want to help all of those, the only problem you have is overwhelm. Like, where do I start? What group do I start? How do I attract those people? How do I build this training for them? And then this one and this one. If you could narrow it down, like Rachel said, with those qualifying questions, and just get your feet wet over the next 90 days on helping 20, 10 people, you are going to have proof of concept. Listen, I would bet to say modeling as long as you did. If someone said you have a modeling thing, it's no stress anymore. You know exactly what to do, how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, how to close a deal. It's second nature. You need to get helping people to become a second nature for you. So you might as well start with a little niche, like a little oak, like an oak tree seed. Plant the oak tree seed and just start with the little blossom. Fast forward a year, you have a full oak tree. One last question, then we got to get somebody else.
Please, can I please intern for Tony, please, so I can learn the ropes?
That's an answer I can't give you. Kristen, thank you so much for your share. And let's do another one. One more. And then we're going to let Rachel go handle her tweens.
All right. Fantastic. Brigitte, she's up next.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, how Brigitte. Are you?
Hello. Fantastic that I'm here. Thank you very much. I like your spirit very much. And I have a Facebook group. And I have a Facebook page, and what I noticed that 200 followers on my page with a little small group because I started it last. But what I noticed is that I don't know how often I should post. They're not so interactive, and how can I bring them to life that they react, respond on my. And perhaps I'm getting the wrong questions, not the silly of the silly questions where you talk about. So I'm wondering, what can I do? And I won't be overwhelming, but do I do less, too much? I don't know. So I'm curious about that.
Well, first off, I would tell you to go into the KBB portal where. We talk about, I don't know if you guys call it the portal, the questions, like literally just copy them. So if you're wondering what question should I say, I literally give it to you. If you could fix one thing about, what's your niche?
It's personal leadership.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that leadership fails happen when you're hungry? Just ask that question.
Yeah.
You ask that question. And we give you the exact questions. So you just ask those questions and then reply and cheerlead. And you're not selling it, you're replying and cheerleading. When you reply and you're not pointing them back to yourself, you're just building that relationship, they desperately, everybody wants somebody to talk to them. Everybody is alone and we want to talk about those things that we're excited about. Even if we're alone in the house with eight other people who are loud and like, I'm not alone, but I still am alone because I want to talk about the things that I care about that those other little people don't care about. So I want you to build into those people replying in comments. So question, reply and comment to the people back and forth, reply and cheerlead to the people who comment back and forth, and then bring it into another level. So that would be a Facebook group or Facebook Messenger, another place. So they're interacting with you in two places on Facebook. Facebook then sees that there's interaction in two different places and increases your ranking in the feed. The next question that you asked was, what about what should I post and when? I tend to do a photo. I call it engagement stacking. Think of it like a big stack of pancakes. So we have a photo, a video, a conversation starter, photo, video, conversation starter, and then what I want to sell. I pre-frame what I'm going to sell. If I pre-frame what I want to sell all the time, well, then I basically become a loudspeaker, a spam fest, and no one really wants to hear me. If I just put photos up, well, all I'm getting is thumbs ups because photos, Facebook's algorithm like encourages people to give it, hey, I like that. You give micro reactions, like a meme. They like it, which is great because you can grow your audience with it. You can invite those people to like your page, but they're not great because it's not like a long-term strategy, right? It's a quick in and out. It's not a relationship. video, well, that's good too, but just because they've spent time with me doesn't mean that they're actually engaged. How many of us have turned on a video and walked away and didn't even realize it's playing, right? So Facebook, that's not truly engagement either. You're gonna want all of these. If they're just leaving comments all day about themselves, well, guess what? They're not actually listening to you. So then they're just themselves. You need to have a balanced, and I call this an engagement stack. So think of it like a stack of pancakes, your engagement stack.
That is absolutely brilliant. I love the pancake analogy and the entertainment stack. And it's true, because I see some people that will just do inspirational quotes, and they're missing out on the engagement. They're missing out on the conversation starters, and they have a lot of following, but they don't have the right following. Mm-mm. All right, Rachel, we are going to let you go. Go do your thing, and we are so grateful. Can we please give it up for Rachel again and thanking her for her love and support? Seriously, I've always liked you, Rachel, since the day I met you. We just took it to a whole nother level. I have so much respect for you on so many levels. So thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Gene, for having me today. Bye, guys. Love y'all. Bye.
All right, guys. Let's see. Another amazing day of great people, great guests. I hope we answered lots of incredible questions for you. We still have three more days, three more great guests. Brendan is going to light it up tomorrow. If you know my dear friend Brendan, he doesn't know how not to deliver massive value. And tomorrow we're going to tie it all together. Tomorrow is about making it real. How to implement, how to operate. How do you make this part of your DNA and make this, I said it right, but make it real in your life. I appreciate you guys so much. Again, if you have any questions or you have any desire to be a part of KBB and one question could be answered, ask the group in here. I'm not going to do a hard sales presentation. I'm just hoping you guys see the value of what we did and work so hard in KBB. If this is what you want to do, that is your blueprint. So remember, you go to joinkbbnow.com. I'm going to just walk off here. My team's in the chat. They can answer any questions you got, but listen, be here tomorrow. Be here Wednesday. Be here for each part of it. You've come this far. Bring your questions tomorrow. I promise we'll get more Q&A in here. We'll hopefully get way more questions asked. Remember though, when we answer one question, hopefully we're answering a lot of people's questions. We're going to wrap up all these trainings and put them in a nice bundle for you guys as part of your VIP experience. And tomorrow we're going to rock the house. I appreciate you all. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow.